WGCH News Center Time 7:51, and I'm joined on the line by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich with his monthly legislative update. Representative, good morning. Welcome. Hope you're well today.
Good morning, Tony. A very good morning to all your listeners.
And we'll start off with the budget situation, a $900 million budget surplus. How did this all happen, and what are we going to do?
Yes, this is good news, and this is also a result of the federal programs or the federal law which was passed earlier. So the state has received a lot of federal funds. And also stock markets have been up, and Connecticut revenues are generally depend upon how the financials markets do. So all of them have added up to give us a good surplus here. And so what we have heard is a couple of good things. One is that the tolls, which were on and off, on again, off again kind of an idea, have been taken off the board by the governor. So there'll be no discussion of either the tolls or the PCI tax, which is a gas tax, which was being discussed to offset carbon emissions. And so that's also, it's been mentioned by the governor that he's not going to be asking for that. So good news both ways. Number one, a surplus. And number two, now we do believe that some of the taxes which were being considered are not being considered anymore.
Okay, so we're not going to get tax breaks, but a relief from new taxes. Is that how you're putting it?
Yes. I think that's where right now our focus first has to be, to make sure that these additional taxes are not considered or taken out of the equation. I do think that there is a concern that this might be a one-time, or one has to be cautious about these surpluses, because the federal aid from the ARP law, or from the laws passed last year as a result of pandemic, are not repetitive, in a sense that this is a one-time, and we have to wait and see. There's a lot of unfunded liability, so I don't think that there is this is putting us in a clear on the long run. But on the short run, I do think our budgets look good.
All right. You mentioned all this money coming in, COVID relief, for example, and the state is going to audit all 169 towns and cities about how they spent the federal money. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the right thing to do, because as a result of what we have heard in many other towns, in some of the other towns in Connecticut, as you may have heard, there were concerns, or there were indications that there was a misappropriation of the funds, and that's really wrong. And I think an audit is in order to make sure that these funds are used for the purpose they were meant. These will result and have resulted in higher taxes, because this is taxpayer money, and it's important that it be used very prudently and keeping all good processes in place and not be misused. And there have been more than a few reports of misappropriation in other parts of the state and the country. And as a result, I think it's important to audit and make sure that everything is done in good form.
All right. Now, more money coming in. This with infrastructure, almost $5.5 billion for the state. What's the state legislature's role here? And does it start a battle between lawmakers to bring the bacon home, so to speak, for their districts about this? What happens next?
I think it's going to be this session is going to be interesting, with the appropriation of all these additional funds, and the process is going to get started really in short order. There will be some guidelines in the infrastructure plan as to how to spend the money, but most of it is really focused on roads and bridges, which need a lot of work. Our transportation system can use more investment, but I also think it's important to make sure that we invest in the projects which have high rate of return or high usage or high utilization and are overdue for improvements and repair. And so I think it's going to be a very good discussion as we go into the legislature. To your point, will there be a little bit of a friendly fight in terms of making sure that we, as in Greenwich and as in Fairfield County, get our fair share. Yes, it always is and it always will be. And I can assure you that we will be making our case as strongly as we can.
And then finally, this is a constituent type of thing, I guess, now with Ida Relief and how people can apply, and that there's a center open now in Glenville. What's happening here now?
I think it's important that now that the county has been declared as a disaster for Ida, or these programs are available, and now the processes to apply for the program need to be clear to all those who are impacted. As you mentioned, there is a FEMA center right here in Glenville. I think it's very important for anybody who has been impacted to make an application and for reimbursement of all the expenses that they may have incurred as a result of the disaster. Now, one question I get asked is, what if I have already spent the money? And I want to make sure it's very clear to all your listeners that it does not matter as long as it was spent to rectify, to repair, or to prepare, or temporary accommodations during the disaster as a result directly from the disaster, i.e. Ida rain, Ida flood, they will be eligible for reimbursement. Now, the only thing to consider is that if, however, your insurance covers that damage, then FEMA will not cover it. So as long as it is out of your own pocket, as long as it's as a result of the disaster or the hurricane, I think it's important to get the forms in, to get the paperwork in, to provide all the receipts and pictures. What we're told is the best thing is to make sure you document, keep all the documents ready. And if there are any concerns, questions, please reach out to the resources there. Please reach out to me, and we'll make sure that our constituents get access to these programs from FEMA.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich, thanks as always for your time. We'll talk again in December. You and yours have a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tony, to you and to all listeners, and we look forward to speaking to you next month.
State Representative Harry Arora joins me on the fourth Thursday of the month, but doing it on Wednesday today because of